Question: why is it said that one should not go to a temple after someone has passed away in the family? And can we chant on Tulsi beads when we are in the crematorium for death of someone? Answer: generally, the main injunction is that one should not do deity worship after one has been to the crematorium. The crematorium is a place where one is physically as well as emotionally contaminated. Physically contaminated in the sense that the body, as soon as a soul leaves, its uncleanness becomes immediately manifest. And unless it is preserved, it starts smelling and rotting. So from a physical point of view also, it's unclean. And when a person has passed away, that also, the grief, the shock, that also is a form of emotional contamination. And especially when we are supposed to do deity worship, we have to be physically clean and we have to be emotionally focused, attentive, so that we can offer the best service to the Lord. So the injunction is not against Bhagavat Vidhi. Bhagavat Vidhi involves Shravana Kirtana and Pancharatrik Vidhi involves deity worship. So generally speaking, one should not oneself do deity worship, definitely. And of course, if one's home deities are there and there is no alternative to somebody else doing deity worship, then if a death has happened in the family, one cannot stop the deity worship at home. It should go on as far as the service to the Lord is concerned. But if one is going to the temple, generally one should not do deity worship. And within the Karmakanda tradition, this is considered a very strict rule that one should not do go to the temple. But within devotional circles, this rule is not very strict. Sometimes out of deference to local customs, some devotees may be said that they need not come to the temple for a few days. But the important principle is that one should be able to continue on one's Krishna consciousness enthusiastically. Not exactly in the sense of enthusiastic means positive and happy. Naturally, we are going to lament when somebody has departed. But often the departure of someone is the impetus that we need to think about the ephemerality, the temporality, temporariness of material nature, material existence, and the vital necessity and urgency of taking our spiritual side seriously. So we see that when Parikshit Maharaj was about to die, he did not do deity worship, but he focused on Shravana Kirtana. So like that, we also, when somebody dies, the same principle applies, that through Shravana Kirtan, through hearing and chanting, one can take shelter of Krishna. There's also a tradition of sometimes when a person passes away, Bhagavat Saptah is done by the relatives or Bhagavat Katha is done, so as to honor the memory of that person. So that philosophical understanding and the devotional solace that we get from hearing and hearing Shravan Kirtanam, that can help us to not only cope with the grief also, but to transcend it by higher wisdom and higher realization. As far as Tulsi beads are concerned, Tulsi doesn't get contaminated. Tulsi is pure. So one doesn't have to take out the beads when one goes to the crematorium. And we may wash the bead bag. And if you feel that way, then we can just sprinkle some Gomutra or some Gangajal on the Tulsi beads. But generally, the Tulsi beads are considered pure and they don't get contaminated by going anywhere, even by going to the crematorium. Thank you.